WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Inflation turned higher in June. The Labor Department says consumer prices rose 2.7% from a year earlier. This woman in Joplin, Mississippi has had enough, or Missouri, that is.
I can't believe how much everything has gone up. It's ridiculous.
Experts say President Trump's tariffs pushed up the cost of groceries, furniture, and appliances. The two wildfires raging along the Grand Canyon's north rim are burning out of control. CBS's Ian Lee is there.
They do believe, despite 0% containment, that they are starting to get a handle on the White Sage fire.
The fires have destroyed more than 70 structures. Again today, President Trump defended Attorney General Pam Bondi and her decision to withhold more Jeffrey Epstein files. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
So many allies of the president are urging her to do so. It's not the Democrats. It's powerful people in the MAGA universe, and she right now is in the political epicenter of the storm.
House Speaker Mike Johnson called on Bondi to come forward. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
For WXCO News, I'm Melissa Kay. Two places that house veterans in need now have to close because money to keep them open wasn't included in the state budget. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
The Veterans Housing and Recovery Program provides temporary housing, job training, and resources to veterans facing homelessness. It operates three short-term housing facilities across the state in Chippewa Falls, Green Bay, and Union Grove. Governor Tony Evers added almost $2 million in his budget proposal to keep funding the three sites, but Republicans removed it and gave the program $0 in new money. That's forcing the housing centers in Chippewa Falls and Green Bay to close. Evers says the Joint Finance Committee was warned by the Legislative Fiscal Bureau, the nonpartisan, basically accountants of the legislature, that this would happen if they didn't invest more money. Evers called the move irresponsible and says he'll keep fighting for veterans. And when the legislature is back in session this fall, veteran services will be a top priority. The Chippewa Falls and Green Bay locations will close September 30th. Veterans there will be offered alternative housing.
A recent United Way study found one in three Wisconsin families are struggling to afford basic expenses. According to the study, about 24% of Wisconsin households are identified as ALICE families by the organization, meaning asset limited, income constrained, and employed. The designation covers families with enough income to remain above the federal poverty line, but are unable to afford basic needs like housing, childcare, and transportation. The study also found the number of ALICE families in the state has grown by about 12% since 2010. In central Wisconsin, United Way of Marathon County and United Way of Southwood and Adams counties offer 211 services for those in need. You can call or text 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I'm Melissa Kay for WXCO News.
A new champion in the Home Run Derby. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, slugger Cal Raleigh of the Seattle Mariners won the Home Run Derby in Atlanta. Raleigh with a total of 54 home runs hit. The All-Star Game going on tonight. Freddy Peralta, rookie Jacob Mizorowski, and closer Trevor McGill all there to represent the Brewers. McGill asked, where did reaching the All-Star Game rank on his list of goals this season?
This is number one for me this year. You guys asked me earlier this season, and I kept it to myself that this is what, you know, I was striving for. And a lot of hard work and a lot of pitchers in front of me, a lot of my bullpen guys in front of me, you know, putting it down and giving me the opportunity to go out there and get saves this year. So, without the guys around me, this probably wouldn't be possible.
Basketball, it's the Bucks and the Chicago Bulls tomorrow in Las Vegas in summer league action. How hard is it to build a roster these days? GM John Horst.
I think the NBA is as compelling and competitive today as it's ever been.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight with a slight storm chance, warm and muggy, lows upper 60s to 70. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Warm and muggy, high around 80. Clearing out and cooler Thursday. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans and their families. Please visit WISVets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We're on the road for What Makes Wisconsin Great, this time from the EAA and Oshkosh Air Museum, along with Jane and Greg. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who loves to watch true crime, but only if it's shoplifting, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with me on this Tuesday night. And man, are you in for a treat. We have a great show tonight, folks. We're going to talk a little comedy. There was a passing of an actor about a week and a half ago called Michael Madsen, who was in a lot of Quentin Tarantino films. If you don't know who he is, you'd probably know his face if you saw him. He was a great character actor and at times a leading man. And we are going to talk about his life and his career a little bit at 6:35 with a very funny guy who idolized him named Mike Schmidt, who has been on the show several times before and is very funny. That's at 6:30. And then at 7:20, oh, man, Conrad, we got a treat. For the fine listeners, for the couch potatoes, 7,000 Apart joins us here in the studio, and they will perform live at 7:20. Those are two. I mean, come on, that is an evening of entertainment right there, folks. And what better show to have such guests on than a show like Nightlight that talks about entertainment on a nightly basis, as well as all the fun stuff happening in our communities. Conrad, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well.
Yeah, you have. All right, this is funny. We were talking about nudism last night. It was National Nude Day, and our question was something to the effect of, where would you streak if you had to go streaking? Streaking is kind of a lost art.
Yeah.
And you said what to that?
Well, you know, because we talked about this last year during this time, I believe. It was first cruise ship that fully allowed nude.
Right.
It was just a nude cruise ship out of Miami, and they're doing it again, and I just got an ad for it. Because my phone is listening.
And your phone is listening.
They heard me say, I want to go on a nude cruise ship, and I want to streak it.
But did you, I mean, do you think your phone picked up on that conversation last year at this time of the year, and that's why it's sending you that? I mean, I know last year you signed up for the cruise, and they ran out of space.
They denied me.
You sent in naked pictures, and they said, no thanks. But seriously, like, what? Do you think it, because phones do that all the time with Alexa and Siri, and our microphones are on, you get all these ads all of a sudden. It's ridiculous. So what do you think that's from?
You know, it had to be me talking about that because it just showed up today.
Yeah.
So it had to, you know, because there's sometimes I'm talking about golf with my brother or something, and then I lay in bed, you know, and then just see on Instagram, oh, here's Bad Birdie. Here's a brand that you like. Oh, here's the Golf Warehouse.
Here's some, like, Titleists for sale.
Okay, yeah. You guys know I'm looking for it. Please stop showing me ads. I don't want to buy it.
Oh, God, it's everywhere. You cannot escape consumerism. The ads now on Prime, here's what they're doing, because I've been watching the show Ballard, which is a Bosch spinoff, and it's on Prime. So when Prime does ads, they put a little box in the corner. Buy this now. Click here. It's like, get out of my face.
You know, I was... I told you yesterday, I watched some of those films on Prime.
Yeah.
And I saw that too. And I feel like they increased the amount of ads on there. I feel like I'm waiting for like 2 minutes and 30 seconds now. It's like, oh, after these ads, you won't have to watch another ad.
And here's what they do. Here's why I think they're clever, because they'll do like 2 minutes of ads and it's like, oh my God, like it's just, it's merciless, because now we're used to no ads, or we've sort of gotten used to no ads. But then they'll do a commercial that's only like 15 seconds. It's like, oh, this isn't bad. Okay, then you got 3 minutes next time. Like, I feel like they're just toying with us, you know.
You know,
terrible.
I feel like, you know, I really like Tubi that it's free.
Yeah.
But then they do have, when you're looking on it, they have like those yellow marks that are like, there's going to be an ad here.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I'm not looking forward to that.
You get like nervous energy, trauma. That's the voice of Conrad Krieger, folks. He is our producer tonight, who is working the board. And did you have a good day, Conrad?
I did. You know,
yeah.
I think my tattoos come to the point where it's starting to peel.
We never really talked about the tattoo. I got to say, it looks really sharp. It's very colorful.
It is, yes.
Tell the fine listeners what you're working with there.
Well, so the day before I got my tattoo last week, Friday, I did a dumb mistake, and I looked up on TikTok, where are the most painful spots?
Oh, come on.
I don't know why I did that. Don't ask me. I was a little nervous to get my first tattoo, and I looked at it. Originally, I was going to get this tattoo on my calf.
Oh, yeah.
And then the TikTok said, oh, don't get a tattoo on your calf. It hurts so bad. So I chickened out of that spot.
But how long are you really in pain for? You said when you got it, at a certain point, it really started to hurt. But how long were you in pain when they were working it?
I mean, so the first like 5 minutes, since I'm not used to that, my body was kind of like rejecting it a little bit, I feel like.
Hmm.
I got flush, started sweating.
Really?
Took a 5 minute break. They gave me some sugar.
What's the sugar do? Just give you energy? Or?
Yeah, it's to keep your blood sugar up.
So you don't feel faint or whatever?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, wow.
And they say eat a big breakfast, so I ate 4 eggs.
Okay.
So I was stocked up, you know. I was drinking a lot of water during the day, and I just think my body was, like, not used to it. But once I feel like I got used to it, it started hurting less.
Okay.
I still felt it, you know.
Yeah.
But it didn't feel like when I first got it. So, yeah, the black lines, I think it's called the linear needle, when they're doing the black... what is it?
Like the outline or whatever.
Thank you. The outline.
Yeah.
Yes. That one hurt worse than the shading when they just did the color. But yeah, it took about 2 hours. And my brother made sure to make fun of me after it for
needing the sugar.
You know,
well, what did he do?
Well, I mean, he has a lot of tattoos, so he's used to it.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So he's like, on my first tattoo, I had to take a little break too. So, but the tattoo artist said I did a good job. So,
okay.
He probably says that to everyone, though.
Come back again. We got a great show tonight, folks. As I just mentioned, a comedian and podcast host of the podcast 40-Year-Old Boy, Mike Schmidt, will be here at 6:35. One of our favorites, 7,000 Apart, Amelie and John will be here at 7:20. They are a Swedish/Green Bay rock duo, and they are fantastic. And we've had them on the show since the show's inception, really. We've had them several times. Here in the studio, they will be here tonight at 7:20, rocking the studio. That will be fun. I think we should, without further ado, get to our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
In honor of his 83rd birthday, what is your favorite Harrison Ford movie? That's a good one. We love Harrison. Who doesn't love Harrison Ford? He's like America's actor. He's a good guy. Just a wholesome dude. Always has dressed to the nines. Fashion sense you could set your watch to, as I like to say. He turned 83, I believe, on Sunday. So in honor of his 83rd birthday, what is your favorite Harrison Ford movie? Let us know. 855-752-4842. 855-7-5-CIVIC. And you can text us on the app if you're listening on the app, like most of our listeners do. And if you are watching the radio on the stream on Facebook, Twitter, X, or YouTube, you can text us on the stream, your favorite Harrison Ford movie. If you got a comment about Harrison Ford, that's fine, too. I'll say this. He should not be allowed to fly ever again. And maybe they took his pilot's license. But remember, he had, like, within, like, a two-year period, he was crashing into a golf course, then in the car. Like, this guy should not be allowed to fly a plane. But he's still a good actor.
I had an when I was younger, I had a chance to almost had a chance to meet him.
Really?
My uncle and he, my uncle, has his pilot's license. He'd fly to EAA.
Okay.
And so did Harrison Ford. And my uncle met him and said, "You guys need to come." And we were like, I don't know, 5 minutes too late or something. But my uncle met him.
Were you going to fly with him?
No. Just meet him.
Okay.
But, you know, I was like, I don't know, I was like 10, so I was like really nervous about it too.
Oh, yeah.
Now I would have been like, yes, let's go. Absolutely. I don't care about anything else. Let's go to Harrison.
No, he is arguably, well, not arguably, he is one of the greatest movie stars of all time. His yeah. films have made money. He's a good actor. And he, you know, he's done these big blockbuster films where he was the star and a movie star, but he's also a great actor. And I, on social media, we've been posting the question every day. If you're there on Facebook or Twitter or wherever, give us a like or a follow if you're so inclined. But we post the question of the day every day on Facebook. And I chimed in today on Facebook and I said, American Graffiti, a Fugitive is probably his most renowned role. I think he was Oscar nominated for The Fugitive. I love The Fugitive. It's one of those movies. I think we talked about this recently. When it's on in a hotel, you can't turn it off. As are a lot of Harrison Ford movies are like that. But I'm going to change my answer because I forgot he was in The Conversation, which I just watched about a month ago. Francis Ford Coppola, one of his first films. Gene Hackman is the star. And Harrison Ford plays kind of the heavy for the Robert Duvall character, but not a major role, but he's really good in it. And he's just a fantastic actor. So let us know. Do you have a favorite?
Yeah, I actually chimed in on social media as well.
Oh, well, let's just go to the social media answers, shall we? Let's read those first. Conrad Krieger. Oh, look at you. How'd you get to the top of the list? Is that because you produced the show?
I think so.
Okay. Favorite Harrison performance, Harrison Ford performance is Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back. I have a feeling that will be one of the most popular ones.
I love that episode because he's on Hoth mainly, and I love him on Hoth there.
It's
the start of the movie, yeah.
What is he on?
Hoth, that's a planet.
Oh.
Nerd! Yes.
I would never have guessed that. I didn't know that.
I will say this, though. His new show, Shrinking, I love him in
Shrinking.
That.
Yeah.
He is so good in that. He plays a kind of an older gentleman who's a shrink, but he also has starting to get Parkinson's and stuff like that. So he's dealing with that as well as being a shrink. He's great in that.
And Jason Segel, right?
Yes.
He's the other guy. Daniel Wheeler says, The Fugitive is a classic. I can rewatch it anytime. Yes, that's a great film, Daniel. Thank you. And he's Sarah Jean Rosenberg, giving Daniel some props and says, Daniel Wheeler, so good. Agreed, Sarah Jean. Thank you for chiming in. Pete Schwab, I said American Graffiti. I've changed my answer. It's The Conversation. Paul Vanderplas from Wonderfully, Wisconsin. He'll be on the show
Thursday,
correct? Yeah.
For the popcorn pick.
Popcorn pick of the week. That's right. Can't wait to have Paul back on the show. Check out Wonderfully, Wisconsin, folks, on Facebook and probably Instagram, right?
Not Instagram, actually. Facebook and TikTok.
And TikTok. Wonderfully, Wisconsin. A great follow if you like Wisconsin food. And Paul just does a great job. But he says he has many fantastic movies, but I've always really enjoyed Regarding Henry. Now, that's an offbeat one. That's a great choice, Paul. Or should I call him Wonderfully Wisconsin? He's Paul, not posting as Paul. He's posting
Wonderfully
as Wonderfully
Paul.
Wonderfully. Mr. Wonderful. Thank you, buddy. We'll see you on Thursday night. Matt Cassane, a Chicago comedian, says he was great in Apocalypse Now. Another great one. Yes, Matt. Thank you, buddy. Caroline Thompson says, I loved him as Indiana Jones and in The Fugitive. Cannot go wrong. You know what I remember reading about Harrison Ford when, like in People magazine or something in the mid-80s, when all the Indiana Jones films were coming out, he could bench 375 pounds.
What?
That was a thing in the 80s is what you could bench. I mean, it is kind of now, but that's almost in the 80s. That's like how you identified yourself if you were a guy.
I mean, that's a lot
more important than your social security number. But it is a lot of weight. He's a very in-shape guy. Laura Enright says, Laura Enright, a previous guest on the show, says the Indiana Jones movies are classic. Well, the first three. I don't think it would have worked if anyone else played that character.
Correct.
Very well said, Laura. Thank you. And then my pal Brenda Socha says, Witness and The Fugitive. Yeah, Witness. You ever see Witness?
I don't think I have.
Oh, he hides out in Amish country. Great movie and a good drama. We're coming back. We'll read your text and... What else are we going to do, Conrad?
We could talk about the Emmys, you know?
We got to talk about the Emmys. Some great shows nominated and great TV for you to watch. Great color television for you to watch if you haven't seen any of them. We'll tell you what you should be watching next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Folks just deserve a little bit better than the usual promises that they're getting. But our members of Congress, two of them from here in Wisconsin, recently signed a letter to Canada and said, Canada, you're on fire. You need to do something about this, which is really not necessarily the best course of action when your neighbor's house is burning down is to send a letter complaining about the smoke.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The big brutal bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right. In the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wxco.fm/contest-terms. As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Conrad Krieger, the kid working the board. Great to have you guys with me on this beautiful Tuesday night. I was driving down here. It was at 90 degrees, my car thermometer said. Is that true? Was it 90 in Green Bay today?
I was too lazy last night, and I parked my car outside, not my garage. And when I got inside it this morning, it was so hot. I had to, just pull all the doors out, just let some fresh air go through it.
First of all, let me say that is true laziness, and it's bad. If you're too lazy to remain sitting and drive 20 more feet into your garage.
I think it's just pushing the button. That's the laziness right there.
Yeah, I can see where that would be taxing. We've got Mike Schmidt coming up at 6:35. Mike and I are going to talk a little bit about the legacy Michael Madsen left behind with his acting work. He was a staple in the Quentin Tarantino movies and a really good actor. He is the brother of Virginia Madsen, who is also a fine actor, and she has been seen in films like Sideways. They are siblings. Virginia is still around, but Michael Madsen passed away about a week and a half ago, and Mike Schmidt will memorialize him as only Mike Schmidt can, and maybe Mike will even have a story for us. His stories are outstanding. He's a very funny comedian and the host of the 40-Year-Old Boy podcast. And then at 7:20, 7,000 Apart invades the studio with song, with lyrics and music, and it's going to be an absolute joy to reconnect with Amelie and John. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite Harrison Ford movie? He just turned 83, and I just finished watching him in 1923 Season 2. He's still riding a horse. I mean, the guy is like a specimen at 83 years old. So what is your favorite Harrison Ford movie? That's tonight's question. Let's go to the text line and see what they have to say. Rob from Green Bay says, Witness. Yeah, Witness. You got to check out Witness Con. He hides a young Amish boy who witnesses a murder in Philadelphia, and then Harrison Ford hides out. I think he gets shot, and he has to hide out on the farm, and there's a love interest with Kelly McGillis, a kind of a love story brewing. But a good cop movie, too. To be honest, the love story element I don't think is that great, but there's some funny scenes where he's trying to assimilate with the Amish and coexist with them, and they're hiding him, and there's those cultural barriers that are kind of funny, but it's a good movie, a very good movie. Tom from New Berlin says, Morning Glory, a great anchor, but is difficult, plus 42 playing branch, Ricky Chadwick Boseman, a lost artist. I don't know what Tom means there, Con, do you? 42 was
he did play a part in 42.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Morning Glory, a great anchor, but is difficult, plus 42.
Yeah, he plays Branch Ricky
in
42.
I did not know that, Tom. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, he has a really good part in that.
I'm going to look that up. I kind of forgot about that. I did see the movie. Steve from Florida says, I believe Harrison Ford's best acting movie was Regarding Henry. Who else said Regarding Henry?
I think that was social media.
Yeah. You know, I've never seen Regarding Henry.
I haven't either.
It's supposedly some fantastic acting. I think that's the one where I think he gets like shot in the head and has to go to therapy and come back from it. I'm embarrassed to say he gets caught
in the middle of a robbery and is shot in the head.
Right. But it's a drama, right? Like a kind of a stark drama. Yeah. I don't think he kicks any ass in it like he often does. Tom from New Berlin says shame. I think he means Shane. Here's the problem too. Harrison Ford has so many acting credits.
Yes, he does.
I can't even, like, Con, will you Google that? See if he was in Shane. I'm pretty sure he was. Thank you, Tom. Mark from Prairie du Sac says, how much can you bench? Great exchange in Boogie Nights between Dirk and Reed. I love that Mark knew both their names. Like, I knew Dirk. I forgot what John C. Reilly's name was in Boogie Nights, but that is a classic line. And I think, Mark, if I remember correctly, I think Dirk or Mark Wahlberg's character does like a cannonball off the diving board at a party at someone's yard, and John C. Reilly says, that's pretty good. Let me show you what you did wrong. Like, really passive aggressive. But I do remember that. What do you bench? Just great. Great 80s stuff. Sue from Verona says, Regarding Henry as well. I have to see this movie. I'm embarrassed, people. David from Richland Center says, Blade Runner. Another one for Blade Runner. Great movie with... you hear that, Conrad? What do you know? Someone from downtown Green Bay has a loud car. Go figure.
That's really a surprise.
Beautiful. But I think Blade Runner, yeah, I think Daryl Hannah and Rutger Hauer also in Blade Runner. Great stuff. Tom from New Berlin says wrong text. So I was reading the wrong text. We were trying to interpret Tom's text and relate it to a Harrison Ford movie, but we weren't supposed to be doing that. Well, there you go, Tom. It was still interesting. So the Emmy nominations came out, and boy, I got to tell you, there is so much content. Yes. All I could think about was all the shows. Like, I've seen a lot of them, but there's a lot of them I have not seen. And that's how it is now. Like, I'm just watching the Queen's Gambit from 2020, and all these shows slip through the cracks. But the great thing about the Emmys is it kind of tells you what to focus on. If you want to watch the show that everybody's talking about, or the shows that everybody is talking about. So have you seen a lot of these?
You know, I didn't know. I thought Nobody Wants This was from like last year.
Well, we had Adam Brody on in 2024.
Before the election.
Before the election.
So I feel like it's been a while. I think the next season's coming out next year.
Well, sometimes they air them and then they qualify for the 2025 awards, like the Oscars, you know.
That show I did enjoy. I thought it was hilarious. I've watched a lot of these, and my favorite out of all the comedy series is Shrinking.
Okay. Yeah, I got to check that one out, too. Comedy series, you got Abbott Elementary, The Bear, Hacks. Great show. Nobody Wants This, haven't seen it. Only Murders in the Building, got to go back to it. Shrinking, haven't seen. The Studio, haven't seen.
Watch The Studio.
What We Do in the Shadows.
Because remember who said they liked The Studio, too?
Who was it?
Mike Clemens.
Oh, he said that on Facebook again. Yeah. He did a reiteration. But these are all great shows. Abbott Elementary, like The Bear. I've only seen The Bear, like season one.
You got to catch up.
I got a lot of catching up. I got a lot of color television to watch. All right. When we come back, folks, comedian and podcast host of The 40-Year-Old Boy, Mike Schmidt, joins me, and we're going to talk about Michael Madsen, and Mike's going to have a story for us. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the big high school sports show.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
4WXCO News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin State Trap Shooting Championship just wrapped up at the WTA Shooting Complex in Nakusa on Sunday. More than 620 shooters participated throughout the week-long competition. Among those were many young people. Kyle Wojciechowski coaches the youth program and works for the Amateur Trap Shooting Association as the AIM state director. He said one of the highlights for him is shooting with his dad to try and win the parent-child trophy. They've won it a few times in the past. However, he's really there as a coach.
My favorite thing personally, I come down here for the kids, to coach.
Many of these young people have been shooting trap for multiple years already and really enjoy not only the excitement of the sport, but also the discipline involved. At 15, Catherine said the 4 to 5 years she's been shooting trap has taught her many important life skills.
It teaches you a lot of things when you grow up, so then you learn crucial things like there's more than marksmanship, respect, integrity. It gets you out. Like, I used to be really introverted and I didn't talk to anyone, so now I guess I'm doing this.
And while there were a lot of trophies being awarded throughout the competition, these young people aren't just there for the prizes. Catherine said it's almost like a big family community at these events.
The community is really nice. Everyone will try to help you, like give you tips. If you don't know what you're doing, they're really easygoing. They're patient.
17-year-old Lillian had a realistic outlook for the event.
At the end of this weekend, I'm just hoping to come out with a couple trophies and a better average than I started with.
And practically everyone agreed that the best food truck there was the ice cream.
The ice cream shop.
Probably the ice cream one.
Everybody says that. I'm Melissa Kay for WXCO News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Do I recommend Superman? Sort of. As a video, it rocks. But as a movie, I guess it's still just okay. First, the good. James Gunn keeps the action and story moving along nicely. The film relies on what we already know about Superman, his adoptive parents in Kansas, and Lex Luthor, who in this installment resembles a certain billionaire. The filmmakers choose to go right to the bells and whistles, i.e. action, music, and some stunning effects. They even introduce a character that looks like it stumbled into the wrong movie from Jurassic World. There were a few other tangential issues I had, including a couple Daily Planet reporters who didn't even need to be in the film. And with a total of about 5 lines, actor Wendell Pierce as Perry White had absolutely nothing to do in the film. But Pierce is a great actor and deserves the residual checks coming his way. The main players, David Cornsweet and Rachel Brosnahan, are great as Superman and Lois. Having said that, there is definitely
And good afternoon and good evening, I should say. I'm Chad Holmes from Sunnyvale Softball Complex, where we will be bringing you American Legion Softball between Wausau Post 10 and Post 54 from Marshfield. We were scheduled to be on the air already. However, the Junior Legion game is running a bit late. So the Junior Legion game is still going on. So we are not going to be on the air for the Senior Legion game for a few more minutes. So what we're going to do is we're going to get you back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. And then once this Junior Legion game comes to an end and we're set for the Senior Legion game, we'll be back on the air. So, again, just a little bit late on our scheduled broadcast tonight of American Legion Softball on 98.9 WXCO. But keep it tuned right here. And as soon as this Junior Legion game is done, we're ready for the Senior Legion, we'll be back. But we'll get you back now to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on 98.9 WXCO.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic. On the table. Kaylee High from Staley Boyd High School. What's the line of bird?
So this breed, is breed. Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
Is Sue here? Does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes. Yeah,
really?
Much. Yeah, basically.
It's a postmenopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Wednesday, we'll talk to State Representative Christian Phelps on the lifting of enrollment caps on voucher schools and new Democratic Party State Chair Devin Remicker.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Hi, this is Jenny Slate, and you are listening to Nightlight with Guy Schwabba.
Gonna be some sweet time.
Welcome back. Great to have you with me on this Tuesday night as we broadcast from beautiful downtown Green Bay statewide over the gorgeous summer night that we are that we have tonight. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite Harrison Ford film? It was his 83rd birthday on Sunday, so we're talking about one of the greatest movie stars, you know, probably ever, I would imagine, in terms of accolades and box office he's been able to generate. An absolute legend. Jim Denny, on the he's watching on the stream, says, Harrison Ford, my favorite. The first one that popped into my head is Blade Runner, a true classic with him and Rutger Hauer. Great one. You know, it's weird. The second one, the remake, I can barely remember anything about it. I was probably playing like video poker while I was watching it or something. But the original, I really remember, and I especially remember Rutger Hauer. Dave, also watching on the stream, says Indiana Jones. Fugitive is great. The Jack Ryan character, clear and present danger. Dave seems like a fan. Thank you, Dave. He says, I forgot about that one.
He's probably talking about Regarding Henry.
Regarding Henry, yeah. A lot of people. That's got to be the front runner. Hey, before we bring Mike on, you were... What did your brother text you? Yeah,
well, he says Star Wars Episode 6 or Indiana Jones The Last Crusade. And then he added on saying, Mom and Dad have the show on. So I thought that was funny. He made sure that it wasn't him watching the show.
This show.
This show.
Yeah.
It's not him watching it's Mom and Dad. You know?
Why can't your brother listen to the show? You got too many tattoos or something?
I think so.
Come on. All right. This is exciting, folks. One of my favorite guests is about to join us here at Nightlight. He's always a blast to have on the show. He's a hilarious stand-up. He's an hilarious stand-up comedian and the host of the 40-Year-Old Boy podcast, Mr. Mike Schmidt. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Pete. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How's it going?
Good, thank you. Never has the word I'm so excited meant less, quite frankly. When you're like, I'm so excited to get now to my friend. And people are like, no, absolutely not.
No. Listen, dude. Exciting. If they've heard you before on the show, I mean, people talk about your appearances. It's very funny. And the last time you were here, my immediate supervisor, who's no longer here, said that guy was hilarious. So.
And that's why they fired him.
That might have played a part in it, but I'll be honest with you, Mike.
So they moved him down the road.
Said some edgy things. They didn't like that you and your friends trounced those girls at basketball. So, all right, let's jump right in, Mike. I have to ask you, you were the first person I thought of when I heard about Michael Madsen's passing. Only 67. And you and I joked a little bit about, or not joked, I was being serious. You thought I was joking when I said sorry for your loss. But to be honest, I mean, these are our heroes. I mean, we're in the entertainment business. We were comedians, actors, these people that have done things that we thought were so cool. And I joke that when Springsteen dies, I don't know what I'm going to do, a blubbering idiot for a month. Like, these people mean a lot to us. So I really did mean that. But tell us your thoughts on his passing.
Yeah, I did think you were teasing because, again, nobody takes anything seriously anymore and everybody busts balls and that's that. But I was shocked to hear about it. I was driving at the time and I have I got the Tribune app on the phone. And so the drop down menus will always give you news and it's always bad. So I never read it right away. Like, I'm just like, I can't imagine right. What's been done now. But it dropped down and I saw Michael and I couldn't make it out because the sun was shining on the screen of my cell phone. And Michael Madigan in Chicago has been undergoing it. He's in trial and he's for taking bribes. So I thought it had to be something else about Madigan's trial. And then I kind of scrolled really fast because I'm literally driving, going 70 miles an hour. And I saw Michael M. and I thought it was Madigan. And then I saw Reservoir Dogs. And I'm not kidding. I just knew. I knew because what else are they going to tell me? Michael Madsen in Reservoir Dogs loved his performance. Like the Chicago Tribune.
40 years later. Yeah.
Right. Decided to chime in now. Or maybe they're just directing it directly to me now. And I had to, this sounds ridiculous. I pulled into a grocery store and I started crying. And
wow.
I didn't mean to, you know, it wasn't like a thing, but and also because I get hit, you know, when you know, Eddie Van Halen, guys like that, Prince.
Oh, yeah.
They laid me low in a way where, and also I have I'll speculate on this and this is going to get too dark for your audience, but let's do it. my dad died when I was a kid. And I was told in a not a gentle way, where somebody broke the news to me, like right in my face. Hey, your dad's dead. Like that kind of thing.
Jeez.
And it just happened that way. And so now whenever I see like, you know, someone whom I cared about, a performer, and it's dropped on me like that, or not gently broken, because it is always just, it's immediate news because it's a celebrity. It kind of puts me back in that place. And so I immediately, you become 13 again and you just kind of fry up, where you're like, what? You know what I mean? Like it's news you weren't expecting. It's a shock. And then you also were overwhelmed by the fact that it's something you loved. And so I just pulled into the grocery store and I literally, not uncontrollably sobbing, but just tears and I had to sit there.
Were you a fan? Like when he was Mr. Blonde in Reservoir Dogs, is that what, I mean, you're kind of a guy, you're tied into music and movies and all that kind of stuff. Did you know about him before that? Or was that kind of where you discovered Michael Madsen was in Reservoir?
Well, I knew him from, he was in The Natural, you know, okay. And so I knew him from that, which I had to watch later because I walked out in a theater. Don't ask me why.
Wait, because of the movie or?
No. Yeah. Okay. When he struck out the whammer, I said, this is dumb. And I got up and I walked out. Being a baseball fan, I wasn't going to take that kind of pablum shoveled down my throat. I'm getting the hell out of here, man.
Good for you.
17-year-old me takes a powder on The Natural. I can't stand this. Walks
it's that
out.
One thing and you said, yep. Forget it. I'll show
and
them.
It's early in the movie. I paid to see the movie. Walked out.
Oh,
couldn't do it.
Beautiful.
Left the Bolingbrook plit in my wake and walked into the night. So bad. So he knew he was on there. You know, he played, I think his name was Bump, if I remember correctly. I don't remember.
Or Bud? And then, yeah, I remember Bump, that too. Yeah.
I think Bump. Okay. And then he's in The Doors.
Yeah.
You know, he's one of the hangers-on guy who's like him and Billy Idol are like totally egging Morrison on to do a bunch of garbage stuff. But I did not see Thelma and Louise. I found that later. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because those were the things he was kind of known for. But then Dogs is absolutely my introduction to him as the guy I was going to love forever. Because I think I've mentioned it on your show, and I don't mean to be that guy again. But people who know me know this. It's when I saw Reservoir Dogs, it is literally the first time I ever saw a movie where I felt like somebody made it specifically for me.
That's a great line. Yeah.
I went into it. I read the review in the LA Times that morning. I didn't know anything about it. We went to a theater and this is a true story. I watched it. I sat there transfixed, shocked, because I love fake tough guy stuff, anything. And he was the toughest guy of tough guys.
Yeah.
Blood and crackling dialogue. It was something I had never seen before. And it felt like it came out of me. Like it was like in my DNA instantly. And I walked out of this theater. So I saw a matinee. I walked across the street to a Rite Aid. I got change for the payphone. And I called three of my friends in Chicago to tell them about that movie. And then I went back and watched it again.
Oh, that's so Mike Schmidt. And that's so great. It's so fun. When I saw Reservoir Dogs, that the first scene where they're at the table, you watch it and you go, I know I'm going to. Actually, the first two Tarantino films I saw were Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction. And within 5 minutes, I'm like, I know I'm going to love this movie. I love the way he directs, the way he uses music, the dialogue. And was Michael Madsen, Mr. Blonde, the one who jumped out at you first in that cast?
Yes, instantly. Okay. Like at the table, because he does, you know, they do all the back and forth and the stuff is happening. But then Madsen is also beautiful, which doesn't hurt. Because, you know, you got Eddie Bunker, who looks like a convict because he was a convict who wrote a book. Right. You got Tarantino, who looks like he looks weird, like somebody pulled his head with forceps. You got Keitel, who you know. Buscemi's a mouse. You got Tierney. You got all of them are there. And then all of a sudden they cut the meds in, and you're like, who is this dreamboat? Wah, 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 wah. You know what I mean? It's crazy how amazing, beautiful he is. And but also oozing malevolence, oozing violence, and just macho and tough and cool. Cool. He was cool.
Yeah.
And at the table, he does that thing where he's like, hey, you want me to shoot this guy? And he goes, you shoot me in a dream, you better wake up and apologize. And then he just goes, pew, and he winks. And in that movie, again, he was the things I was not. Like, I liked violence, and I used to get worked up about stuff, but he never got worked up.
Yeah.
Like, even in in Dogs, when he shows up with a Coke, he's got a cop in the trunk of the car, but he stopped for a soda. You know, all these little things where you're like, man. And then Keitel's freaking out on him, and he does the, you know, you're going to bark all day, little doggy, or are you going to bite? And if you watch that scene again, Keitel goes, what? I didn't understand it. You better say it again. But the best part is Buscemi just looks away like, oh, my God, what are we doing? Like, he almost covers his face with his hand like, oh, great. And then he repeats it. And then as he walks forward to fight Keitel, he gets a big grin on his face. Because he's nuts. He's everything, man. God, I love them so much.
My guest is Mike Schmidt. He is the host of the 40-Year-Old Boy podcast and a very funny stand-up comedian and a huge fan of Michael Madsen, who passed away about probably 10 days ago now. We're talking about his career and his performance in Reservoir Dogs. And, Mike, I read something probably right after he died that he just improvised. There's a scene, for those of you who haven't seen it, where he's a cop, right? Tied up.
Yeah.
And he's... the song Stuck in the Middle with You from Steeler's Wheel comes on, and Madsen is holding an ear, and he starts doing this little dance. And that apparently was improv, and Tarantino was blown away by it.
Yeah, he does the dance before the ear, and then after the scene, he's holding, because he cuts the cop's ear off. He straddles him, pulls away, and then comes back where he's holding the ear, and then the improvised talking into the ear.
Hello.
Can you hear that? Hey, can you hear that? Yeah. Cops screaming, bleeding everywhere.
So dark and horrible. Yeah. And he's like doing this fun dance. I mean, it was just that to me, like I remembered him from a movie called Racing with the Moon, which is Sean Penn. But I was like, oh, that's that guy. I didn't know who he was at the time. And so that's great. So I will say it again, Mike. I truly am sorry for your loss. And the movie business's loss. He has 350 plus credits. That's insane.
Yes, but a lot of them are like Punch Me in the Morning 1, and then it's four sequels. You know what I mean? He was a dude. He was an actor, like a guy delivering pizzas. He delivered movies. Like, absolutely. He just showed up, probably worked 3 days, made $100,000, and split. And he wanted, you know, his real love was he had his kids, and he wrote his poems, and he loved booze. I he's that guy.
Yeah.
You know, I have to tell you this. You got to watch Kill Bill 2. He's in Kill Bill 1 and 2. He's one of the Deadly Viper Assassination Squad. I need to rewatch.
Yeah.
You really need to see the second one because, again, he's an assassin who now lives on his own in a trailer, and he's a bouncer in a strip club. And there's a scene where in Kill Bill 2, he has a scene with David Carradine where Carradine's talking to him. And you can see he plays it in a way where it's like he's filled with remorse for the things that he's done. So he's decided to live this garbage life to punish himself. He pawns his samurai sword, which was a once in a lifetime thing to own, but he just speaks in these plain tones where it's just he tells him to watch out for Uma Thurman, and Madsen's like, I'm a bouncer in a titty club, Bill. If she wants to start anything, she come down there, start stuff, and we'll get in a fight. And just this very plain spoken guy. And then when he goes to the strip club, he's just a hangdog dude. But then he gets an opportunity to once again revisit his malevolent past, and he takes advantage of it. It's great. You have to see it.
So great. Mike Schmidt, we will be, we're going to do a very short break here. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite Harrison Ford movie? Maybe Mike will answer that when we come back. That's our question of the night. So let us know at 720, 7,000 apart. The Rock Duo is here in the studio. Always fun to see John and Amelie. But when we come back after this, I cannot stress enough how short this break is going to be. We'll have more with Mike Schmidt. And this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
as Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is
It's time for Wausau Post 10 American Legion Softball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Wausau Post 10 American Legion Softball is brought to you by American Family Insurance, Jamie Schley Agency, Featherstone Cabinetry, Price Less Building Center, Edward Jones Investments, Peter Gunn Agent. It's time for American Legion Softball with Wausau Post 10 on 98.9 WXCO.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Sunnyvale Softball Complex in Wausau and Wausau Post 10 American Legion Softball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Tonight, it is Wausau Post 10 taking on Marshfield Post 54. Again, I'm Chad Holmes. Well, both these teams are having pretty good seasons here this summer. Wausau comes in with a three-game winning streak. They are 6-3 on the campaign. Meantime, Marshfield is 4-1 on the league season as well. And you'll see a lot of names that we saw during the high school season. Of course, the Marshfield Legion team has a number of their top performers from the Marshfield High School squad. And, of course, Wausau has girls from Wausau East and Wausau West. So one of the interesting aspects of tonight's game as well is one of the Wausau players, in fact, was the leading hitter for Marshfield High School during the course of the high school year. Madison Krause, Wausau's first baseman tonight, hit .486 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference playing for the Marshfield Tigers with 3 home runs and 21 runs batted in. So obviously she knows a lot of the girls on the other side as they know her as well. We're going to take a quick timeout, come back, and have a look at the batting orders for this early evening on this warm Tuesday night here from Sunnyvale. That's coming up next. It's Wausau taking on Marshfield, American Legion Softball on 98.9 WXCO.
Hi, Jamie Schley here, agent with American Family Insurance. Do you know what it takes to make homeownership dreams a reality? American Family Insurance employees and agency owners and their local communities too. That's why I'm proud to support American Family's work with Habitat for Humanity. Just another reason why life's better when you're under our roof.
Contact Jamie Schley, agent at Jamie Schley Agency, LLC at 715-359-2400 today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Transform your home with the finest craftsmanship and custom cabinetry for your kitchen, bathroom, or closet. At Featherstone Cabinetry and Design, we bring your vision to life. From concept to completion, with expert design and professional installation. Choose Featherstone Cabinetry and Design for all your home upgrade needs. Proudly serving you from our locations in Rothschild and Minocqua. Check them out at www.featherstonecabinetry.com. Join 98.9 WXCO in helping the local cancer support charity Extra Innings this Saturday. It's I Scream for the Cure Cancer Fundraiser at JoJo's Jungle in Wausau. There'll be lots of fun for kids and the entire family, including ice cream, grilled food, face painting, music, and more. It's at JoJo's Jungle, 4200 Stettine Drive in Wausau. I Scream for the Cure Cancer Fundraiser with Extra Innings. Supporting Central Wisconsin families who are battling cancer. To find out more, go to Extra Innings' website at extrainnings-wi.com. That's extrainnings-wi.com. And then we'll see you Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. for Ice Cream for the Cure Cancer Fundraiser at JoJo's Jungle, 4200 Stettine Drive in Wausau. Brought to you by Extra Innings, Bear, Mosquito Authority, and 98.9 WXCO.
What does the 50th anniversary of Title IX mean? It means I'm valued, I'm empowered, I can do anything. It means I'll pave the way for every girl who plays high school sports in the future, just like every female student, coach, official, and administrator blazed the trail for me. because every student deserves the opportunity to play. Encourage girls you know to participate in Wisconsin high school sports.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Sunnyvale Softball Complex, members of the Wausau American Legion Post Number 10, just presenting the colors and the playing of the national anthem prior to tonight's game between the Marshfield Post 54 and the Post 10 Patriots. Let's take a look at the batting orders for tonight's game. First of all, for Marshfield, leading things off will be Maddie Cole. Lydia Garvin will bat second. Lily Griesbach will bat third. Shelby Spada is the cleanup hitter. Molly Fox is the starting pitcher. Delaney Varshall will bat, Molly Fox, the pitcher, will bat fifth. Delaney Varshall is the number six hitter. Airy Pugh, she'll bat seventh and play catcher. Ruby Madlick is the number eight hitter. Layla Ottman hitting ninth. Did not, when I got the lineups for Marshfield, they did not have their positions on. I was able to, through looking out there, notice that it'll be Fox pitching and Pugh catching, but we'll give you the defensive alignment when Marshfield gets out onto the field in the bottom of the first inning. For Wausau Post 10, leading off and playing right field is Baylen Holstrom. Addie Heil will bat second, play catcher. Peyton Kalmus is the second baseman batting third. Taylor Defner will bat fourth and play third base. Carly Clues, the shortstop, hitting fifth. Adriana Bodner, the pitcher, bats sixth. Madison Krause at first base, hitting seventh. McKenna Gale will play center field, bat eighth. Kaylin Majewski, an extra hitter, batting ninth. Molly Mushinski in left field, bats tenth. Nora Hintz, another extra hitter, hitting 11th. So again, for Wausau, Baylen Holstrom, Addie Heil, Peyton Kalmus, Taylor Defner, Carly Clues, Adriana Bodner, Madison Krause, Kenna Gale, Kaylin Majewski, Molly Mushinski, and Nora Hintz. Wausau Post 10 wearing the dark blue jerseys, red, white, and blue on the sleeves, white pants. Marshfield Post 54, known as the Blue Angels, wearing powder blue with dark blue on the shoulders and dark blue pants. Looking at the Wausau Post 10 defense, outfield of Molly Mushinski in left field, Kenna Gale in center, Baylen Holstrom in right. Taylor Defner is at third base, Carly Clues at shortstop, Peyton Kalmus at second base, Madison Krause the first baseman, Addie Heil the catcher, and Adriana Bodner is the pitcher. Thanks to our sponsors of American Legion Softball here on 98.9 WXCO, including Edward Jones Investments' Peter Gunn. Thanks to Peter Gunn and his support of our broadcast of American Legion Softball here on 98.9 WXCO. Also thanks to Priceless Building Center, Featherstone Cabinetry, and American Family Insurance, Jamie Schley Agency. Tomorrow, we're scheduled to have our final regular season broadcast of American Legion Softball as Wausau travels to Merrill. But the weather not looking great at this point, but should the weather break and we have softball, I'll be at the mark in Merrill tomorrow. A scheduled start time of 6:30, and again, like tonight, depends on the length of the Junior Legion game, but expect to be on around 6:30. 6:20 airtime, 6:30 first pitch schedule, but we'll have to sort of play it by ear. It is a warm Tuesday evening, a mid-July night here in central Wisconsin. Glad you could spend part of it with us here on 98.9 WXCO. Maddie Cole, right-handed hitter, steps in. Bodner's first pitch is a fastball on the outside corner at the knees for strike one called. Left-handed thrower, right-handed hitter. Bodner, we saw throw the ball very well a couple of weeks ago. There's a looping line drive into center field for a base hit. So a leadoff single for Maddie Cole to get things underway for Marshfield Post 54. Next up will be Lydia Garvin. Lydia Garvin, during the Wisconsin Valley Conference season for Marshfield, Marshfield High School, hit .282 with 7 RBI. Here's the pitch. That will be short hop behind the plate by Addie Heil, but that's ball one. Partly cloudy skies here at Sunnyvale. If you're in the neighborhood, stop on by. There's a ground ball off the end of the bat. Squirts fall on the first base side. Evens things up at 1-1. 81 degrees is the current temperature. 1-1, there's a pop-up, first base side, going over but running out of room was Madison Krause, and the count, 1-2. Ball and two strikes, runner on first, nobody out for Marshfield, top of the first inning. Fastball, low and outside, backhanded by Heil, count evens up at 2-2. Right-handed hitter, Lydia Garvin, the wind and the pitch. Fastball misses. Runner on the move. Throw it on to second. Goes into short center field, but not moving any further than second base is Cole. A stolen base and a runner in scoring position now for Marshfield. Count runs full. 3 balls and 2 strikes on Garvin. Towing the rubber, getting the target is Bodner. Here's the payoff pitch. Ground ball.